Hello and welcome back to another episode of SharePoint Conference Television. I'm Caruana Gatimu and we're filming here from the floor in Las Vegas, Nevada at SharePoint Conference. I am so excited to have representation here today from the SharePoint communities in New Zealand and Australia. This is wonderful. Thanks for joining me. So can you introduce yourselves?
Yeah, hi, I'm Brendan Ford from New Zealand. I work for a company called Provoke Solutions. Provoke's a big supporter of our community, and that's part of the reason that I was able to get into it is because my employer supported me, and then I've done a bunch of work with community running. I run a cloud and infrastructure user group, so it's got a massive focus on Azure and SharePoint.
That's great. That's great. Debbie?
My name is Debbie Ireland, and I run SharePoint Limited, and we do SharePoint training, and I have the portal, www.sharethepoint.com, and we also organize the SharePoint conferences in New Zealand, Australia, Southeast Asia, and Hong Kong.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. You get to travel. How fun.
Yeah,
hi.
Hey, I'm Brian Farnhill. I'm a Premier Field Engineer with Microsoft. I'm based in Canberra in Australia. I help run the user group, the SharePoint user group there in Canberra, and have been heavily involved in the SharePoint Saturdays across Australia over the last few years.
Oh, that's wonderful, wonderful. Elaine?
Elaine Van Bergen from Melbourne, Australia. I'm a SharePoint MCM and MVP, and I help run the Melbourne SharePoint user group as well as presenting at a lot of the events these guys organize.
Great. Well, it's great to have you here, for sure. And, you know, you all live in a part of the world that I'm dying to visit, and I just get so much warmth and so much a sense of fun and enthusiasm whenever I meet someone from that area. But how does that translate into community? How is community different in your part of the world, Debbie?
I think there's a few things. We are very collaborative is probably, I guess, the right word. So we have a centralized approach, especially in New Zealand. Brendan and I have been very involved in MS Communities, which is like a central...
Yeah, it's like a central not-for-profit that brings basically all the community together, and we centralise sponsorship and funding. You know, one of the key things for us is that we want to enable people to be in community and not focus on, you know, having to fundraise and that sort of stuff. So the goal is to take the friction out of community. So just get out and create great content, engage people, and have a great conversation.
That's great. Taking the friction out of community, that sounds like a best practice, because that is something that user groups, you know, all over definitely struggle with. And you have a kind of a diverse territory. It's a broad space, and I know you've brought them together at the website. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so www.sharethepoint.com has a space for all the user groups, so you can actually get to them through there. It's built on SharePoint 2013, so it's also got all the community site features, and you can jump in and ask questions and so forth. So it enables anyone that wants to know something about SharePoint can jump on and create their own My Site and connect with other people in the community. And that kind of goes broader than just New Zealand and Australia. It's all Southeast Asia, and actually all over the world we get people jumping on, and everyone loves to use it as a demonstration site because it's so easy to get into. So
that's great. Well, that's a double win, right? You're serving the community and showcasing the product both at the same time.
So absolutely.
That's wonderful. And then I know you do a lot of events and what have you. How do you coordinate those? How do you find speakers? Is it through the portal, or what do you guys do?
Yeah, I think finding speakers is it can be a little bit challenging on the user group side of things, in particular, trying to find like local people in each city, particularly given how spread out Australia, in particular, you know, being a very wide country, it's a bit hard to find people that can come in and out. Debbie's does a good job of sort of helping round up people to come down for the conferences and the bigger events like that as well. And we've had some great speakers come across internationally, as well as some really good local talent.
I'm talking to lots of people here.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Obviously for our July event, so we have we can allow a budget for about 10 internationals to come out. So,
that's great.
Yeah, we try and get new people and fresh faces, fresh content.
Great.
So it gives people a chance to come out and see us as well.
Absolutely. Well, we'd certainly like that.
I was just going to sort of throw in there, I definitely think community is the breeding ground for tomorrow's speakers. And so, you know, at the end of the day, if you're a new person to community and you come along and you love seeing some of the content that people have shared, the reality is, you know, more often than not, they're just sharing their experiences. Mm. And also, those people often want to discuss their experiences as well. So, you know, as a new person coming to community, it's a great opportunity to learn some stuff, but also get involved and potentially start off at presenting at community, and then maybe you're into a SharePoint Saturday, and then maybe you're into presenting at Debbie SharePoint conferences, and who knows, then you could turn up at SPC on the stage in front of a bunch of people. But you know, exactly. Speaking's a journey, and you've got to start somewhere.
Exactly. And Elaine, I know you speak at a lot of different events, and how do you think about mentoring new speakers and that process of finding the right folks?
Yeah, so the first thing that we do is we really try to encourage people, just as Brendan said, we get them involved in the user group, and you know, often they'll be having a conversation with us at the user group and say, I'm working on this great project. So I say, that's brilliant. How would you like to do 10 minutes at the front of the room? You know, not a formal presentation, just get up there, tell us about what you do, and just talk to the audience. Once they've done one presentation like that, really the fear sort of gets lowered. And then we might co-present with somebody, or we'll run through their presentation deck and say, hey, have you thought about, you know, maybe they have too many words on a slide, or right. You know, those kind of things, to make it a bit more structured. And then we talk a lot about the community as well. So we'll often say, hey, we had a great presenter at a user group. How about coming along to a SharePoint Saturday? And they'll start in the state they're in and move out to bigger events and move up to the SharePoint conference.
And you would probably have a great perspective on sometimes, especially for those of us who are very technical and being an MCM, you know, how do you split that difference between talking in business terms that people who are new to the community understand, and then still giving value to the people who have more experience? Do you find that difficult?
Yeah, I mean, what we actually do with the Melbourne user group and the SharePoint Saturdays conference as well is we actually run different tracks, and that makes it a bit easier in that we say, tonight it's an all business session, so you know, please do have a business focused presentation, whereas a week later or a month later we might do very, very deep dive tech, and we deliberately match the presenters to that level. Then by the time they get to the conferences, they usually focus on that area.
Right, exactly. And how active is Microsoft down there in the community? Obviously, you're there, so that's great. But, you know, have you had traction with getting locations? Sometimes user groups have difficulty finding space to hold their meetings. I don't know if that's something that you all deal with.
A lot of the user groups across Australia get to use Microsoft offices as their locations, right? So they've all got theaters and, you know, all the appropriate equipment. So, you know, they've been really supportive on that front of being able to say, you know, come in, get together and run your user group here in our venues. And then we've got, you know, there's plenty of talented people inside the company that like getting along to these sorts of things through presentations as well. So, yeah, there's definitely a presence there.
And I think that Microsoft has really been showing how much it understands, how much we understand the power of community.
Absolutely.
But sometimes I think internally, you know, we have to understand that us going and participating, even just as a user, we don't have to present. There's so much to learn, you know. And don't you think that the learning aspect of how much everything is changing is a key factor now?
Absolutely. Just on the Microsoft, we also engage really strongly with Microsoft for the events, for the conferences, especially in New Zealand, well, and Australia. And they quite often will coordinate a half-day event alongside what we're doing. We did that in Singapore, and I think it's really important to see Microsoft people there, but also to have them present out and just show their support for the community, as you say. So I think that's that works incredibly well.
And I think also sort of at user groups, you know, because we often run them at Microsoft, so we've got sort of a Microsoft chaperone because we're doing them at night and we need to sort of get in and out. But the value is when the Microsoft person is sitting at the table, or the people are sitting at the table, and they are engaging in the conversation. Yeah. And I think for a newcomer to the user group, or that maybe hasn't had an experience with Microsoft or actually even met anybody from Microsoft,
right.
You know, all of a sudden it's an opportunity to start creating connections, and then those connections build into a relationship. And so it kind of humanizes Microsoft a bit more, which I think is real important.
I think that's very important. And it's also, there's a career development aspect to this, right? I mean, we've all heard it in the keynote and as part of the theme of this conference, you know, work like a network. Yeah. And the network now, from a career perspective, is very important. Certainly, you just told my story, you know, user group lead, you know, getting to know people, etc. You know, how does that network, from a career development perspective, work there in your area? Debbie?
Ooh. From a career development, I was actually thinking the work as a network. I was from a slightly different slant, that we do that incredibly well. We don't sort of compete with events, so we make sure across Australia and New Zealand we've got SharePoint Saturdays planned at different times to the conferences, so they all feed in together. And I guess because we're small enough, we can do that, which is really nice. But I don't know that I answered your other question.
It makes perfect sense, though. That's an important part of it. Collaborating, so we're not stepping on each other, is kind of a more human thing to do,
yep.
And it's very collaborative. collaborative and it's personal, to your point. So,
And from the career development perspective, I know for me personally, when I first started out in SharePoint in Canberra, which is one of the smaller towns in Australia, it's... you know, it's a bit daunting. You see all these people that have got their blogs and their knowledge, and you start getting along to these events, and like the guys were saying, you start networking and meeting people, and you learn stuff from them, and then you get better at what you do, and you learn about what other people have been doing in their projects, and you bring that back into your work, and you begin to progress through things like that. You know, I can pretty easily say I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for a lot of the people and the things I'd learnt and the people I've met through these communities.
Absolutely.
I sort of think about it as well, you know. So Provoke, as a business down in New Zealand, we're always recruiting staff and meeting staff. And, you know, some of the folk that work for us today, like I first met them in community.
Yeah.
And I sort of developed a respect for them for some of the stuff that I was seeing them do in community. Mm-hmm. And so when they came into a loop for an interview at Provoke for a job, you know, I was supportive of them in the business. So,
That's right. Like,
I think, you know, turning up to community is not about getting your next job, but it certainly doesn't do it any harm.
It doesn't do it any harm, right. You're absolutely right. And it's not a replacement for technical capacity or capability, but just knowing each other and being able, as you said, to answer those questions. And I would imagine you get people asking you questions and things like that every single day. How do you deal with that in the community space and mentoring people?
Yeah, and it is, it's funny because, you know, often we have a lot of people there that can answer the question, so that's great, you know, and it's very much the informal discussion. They learn a lot about, you know, as well as that formal presentation. They often come and say, I learned so much just from talking to somebody that's doing something similar to what I'm doing. But sometimes it's also the fact that we go, do you know what? I don't know the answer.
Yeah.
And they're completely amazed. They're like, aren't you an expert? Don't you know everything? Like, no, not. There are things we don't know. But through the network, we can say, hey, we've got a guy from Microsoft sitting down the back, you know, he's going to be able to answer that, or this is the person we'll connect you to and get you the answer. It's really, really valuable. We've certainly had, I think, 4 people from our user group that's gone on to jobs in Microsoft.
Yeah,
so it's, you know, great connections.
Yeah. I think that I don't know the answer. You know, when I talk to people about speaking, they're like, but what happens if someone asks me a question I don't know the answer to? And I'm like, hey, get along to any presentation, and quite often someone will say, hey, I don't know the answer, but give me your details and I'll get back to you.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, everybody needs to understand everybody's human, can't know everything, but it's the responsiveness that's amazing.
Yeah. And don't you think that part of being an expert is being willing to say you don't know the answer, and more important, about how you find the answer?
Absolutely.
I think that's its own skill, right? Would
definitely,
you agree?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, often, you know, being able to discover information is actually a bigger benefit than, you know, rote learning everything, because stuff keeps changing. As, you know, as we've said, technology is moving so fast, you have to be able to keep up some way, and you have to continually learn, and sometimes you take your own pathways.
Yeah,
I also think from a business perspective, the user groups enable people to connect with other people within the same industry, but also other, you know, it's the companies talking to each other and saying, hey, this is what's happening in the real world.
Right.
This is what, you know, these are the challenges we're facing. These are, and some of those are not necessarily technical. They're
right.
More, you know, their adoption, their how people are using it or how people aren't and what they can do. And I think that's incredibly valuable. Because we do training, every time we finish training and send out an evaluation, we say, hey, look, do you want to join a user group? And I really, really promote it through there, because you have so many different companies. And it's like, well, yeah, that's an easy way to go and find some answers. So
we certainly have a user group inside of Microsoft for SharePoint questions, even if people, you know, it's not their expert space. They're actually using it for business work, you know,
absolutely.
And they don't have to be an expert to get, you know, great value out of it.
Absolutely.
So you hit on a really key topic, though, in terms of adoption. Do you see that as a separate track in the education work that you're doing, how to get you become more popular lately?
Yep.
Driving adoption, what does good adoption mean? How does the user experience influence adoption?
Yep.
What are you seeing out in your areas?
Absolutely, 100%. We're starting to build little adoption workshops around our training. So I think the big thing is that people have had SharePoint for a while and they're not using it to its best advantage, or they're just not getting as much out of it. And a lot of it is all about, you know, adoption or how they could do that better.
And I think that's one of the key themes that comes across in a lot of the user group discussions that I have, is you'll get people with similar situations talking about, well, how did you get your people using SharePoint?
Right.
You know, what was the path you went down? And everybody shares those stories. and they start thinking, oh, hey, that's a really good idea. I'm going to take that back to my company, and we'll see if we can start pushing adoption through that as well.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's quite interesting because, you know, obviously I'm known for certain technical skills, but I'm often saying to people, if this project's run from IT and it's a SharePoint project and you don't have people from the business engaged, this is not going to work. Yeah. So I'm the technical person saying, get the business in here. You know, we've seen this for years, particularly with things like social and communication portals. Yep. It's just not going to fly. Yep. But yeah, that's what we say.
Yeah, like I think, you know, SharePoint's done a lot of work and sort of broken a lot of barriers around IT and business, and, you know, yep, done a lot of work around adoption. And for me today, when we look at Office 365 and we look at Yammer, there's a lot of the same challenges. And, you know, Office 365 and Exchange Email and Link is probably still quite viewed as an IT-centric sort of thing. But if we can take people in the SharePoint world can sort of start sharing some of their experiences about driving adoption, then I think, you know, they can add value to other areas of the business as well. And for SPC, you know, we've seen a lot of stuff about Office 365 and a lot of stuff about Yammer. So changes there. But I think the skills that people have today are super, super transportable.
Yes.
And I think that's one of the key messages for me out of SPC as well.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we used to really have very little content on, you know, SharePoint Online when I was, I guess, BPOS. Whereas now, Office 365 is a huge part of our user group and part of the events as well.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And I hear a lot of people in the user groups talking about the different scenarios where O365 is a great fit. And sometimes people are talking about the hybrid scenario and how do they make that transition. Do you have tracks and content around that as well when you're
I've been presenting on hybrid at a bunch of the events we've done. But I guess that's one of the value of having a local user group as well, because we find, you know, when Americans say, hey, we're a large company, that's very different to when Australia and New Zealand say, we're a large company.
Right. Exactly,
so we try to put that local feel on it.
Exactly. But, I mean, the advantage of that also is that you know each other, it's easier to collaborate, and you have some flexibility in the way that you structure things, right?
Yeah.
And so we're here, we might need to have a little bit more foundational structure to be successful. You can really be personalizing the experience, you know, it seems like to me anyway. So I just want to visit. So
please come out.
We would love that. And will you tell me the date of the next event that's coming up?
Sure. We've got Sydney on the 15th and 16th of July, and then Auckland is the week following on the 22nd and 23rd of July. Actually, one point on the conferences is that we are about, www.sharethepoint, but it is about sharing the point and broadening the spectrum from just SharePoint. So it is Office 365, it's Link, it's looking at some of the BA tools like Visio, and, you know, like it's trying to broaden it from just being a SharePoint conference, which I've seen, and social obviously, and Yammer and all the rest of it, but and I've seen a little bit of that here.
It's true.
As well.
The space is, you know, I used to call myself a SharePoint enthusiast, but now it's such a much broader space with all the things that you just mentioned. And as Power BI and people really get into those tools and integrate them in with their SharePoint solutions, I think all of us will get to learn more topics sooner rather than later. Well, that's excellent. Thank you so much for sharing the perspective. Okay. And thanks again for watching another segment of SharePoint Conference Television. You can learn more about the great things that are happening at sharethepoint.com. Also, this session will be available on Channel 9, and you can see the information and descriptions and help you connect with my great guests. So thanks for joining us, and we'll see you again soon.